Ricciardo. This is David Coulthard.
Hi, this is Daniel Ricciardo.
You've won the Canadian Grand Prix. Well done, your first win.
Wow.
Hi there, it's Sebastian Vettel. You're listening to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast.
You've done it in style. Fantastic. You're a four-time world champion. You joined the greats. Well done.
You did it. Yes. Yes.
Can I do donuts?
Donuts will not be required. Thank you.
Take that as a yes, then.
Hello and welcome to the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast and to round 7 of the 2014 season. Canada. After Monaco, we return to a track which is very fast, very tight and rather dangerous. It has a well-deserved reputation as the home of never a dull moment racing. Long, long straights into heartbreaking corners stress both the car and the driver. Failures and thus collisions with the barriers are common here. This has been a massive weekend for the team. Daniel scored his first win here with Sebastian finishing third. More on that soon, but first, we're pleased to confirm we've extended our successful relationship with Adrian Newey with a new multi-year agreement. As part of this new agreement, Adrian will work on new Red Bull technology projects, as well as advising and mentoring Infinity Red Bull Racing as we develop our Formula One cars over the next few seasons. The details of the new projects will be announced in due course. Very exciting news. Well done, Adrian. On this edition of the podcast, we speak to both our drivers about their racing weekends. We hear from Christian Horner and Red Bull motor racing consultant Dr. Marco. We also have big news of how you can go racing with the team, and we end with Sebastian's favourite song. Lots to look forward to. Let's start with the incredible race, and Daniel Ricciardo passed the Mercedes with Nico Rosberg with just two laps to go to win a thrilling Canadian Grand Prix. Rosberg held on to take second ahead of Sebastian Vettel, helped by a last lap safety car following a crash between Sergio Perez and Felipe Massa. McLaren's Jenson Button took fourth, followed by Nico Hülkenberg, Fernando Alonso, Valtteri Bottas, Jean-Éric Vergne, Kevin Magnussen and Kimi Räikkönen completed the top 10. It was a sensational end to a race that was full of incident and action, and Daniel managed to put an end to Mercedes' winning streak. Here is the man himself.
Hey Dan, describe your first win today and how it feels to get your first win in Formula One.
Feels amazing, feels great. Yeah, it's still sinking in, but it just happened all at the end. You know, I was third with about, five, 6 laps to go. And then, 2 laps to go, got in the lead. So it all happened very quickly. And I crossed the line and didn't really have much time to sort of realize what had happened. But just very, very pleased. It's really, really, just a great day. Something I've dreamt about since I was a kid.
And how does it feel standing on the top step of that podium, looking down at everybody?
That's probably one of the best feelings, I think, in the world. Standing up there and seeing a sea of people, you know, not only the team there and all the smiling faces on them, but there was actually quite a few Aussie flags out there today and everyone, there was a bit of a chant as well going on. So again, just a bit surreal. It's like, you know, I've watched obviously a lot of these drivers from when I was young and you see them win and you one day sort of dream about being up there. And then when you get up there, it's all a bit, what do I do? Do I do this? Do I do that? But just very cool.
And did you imagine coming to the track this morning that you would win today?
Realistically, no, because Mercedes have been really quick and, you know, we got a bit fortunate. They had some issues today, but the good thing is we capitalised. So as the race progressed, when I saw they had some issues and we were in with a real shot, I believe we could pull it off.
And do you have a message for all the Australia fans at home that have been supporting you?
Bloody beauty. In two words, that's probably it. But it's amazing just to see every race I've been this year. There's been a really good amount of Australian flags in the stands, and I know I get a lot of support back home. So there's Mark Webber to support for a number of years, and now I definitely feel that there's a lot of support for me as well. So it's nice that that's rolled on, and really pleased to do my country proud.
And what's next for Daniel Ricciardo in 2014?
A party tonight. I was supposed to fly back, but that's not going to happen. So, you know, it's for the guys as well. You know, I'm sure everyone wants to celebrate together, and I'm sure I'd enjoy celebrating here that rather than sitting on a plane in a confined space. So, just enjoy this one, enjoy the moment, and then wake up tomorrow feeling good. And look forward to Austria, the home one for us.
As we've heard, it was a great outing for our multi-world champion Sebastian Vettel too. He took third step on the podium. Here he is after the race.
Congratulations to Daniel, obviously his first win, which is very, very special. So extremely happy for him, happy for the team, especially after such a horrible winter, to be honest. It's nice to, you know, finally break through and capitalize right away when the Mercedes had a problem. I think tyres weren't the problem. We saw that some people carried on with decent lap times for a long time, for example, in Nico Hülkenberg. So a couple laps after my first stop, I got stuck, and then nothing I could do. We had to slow down the straights, and in the end, was lucky that Perez had a brake problem, I think, for both of us to get past. And then again, quite lucky in the last lap, to be honest, with Felipe crashing with Sergio and nearly taking me out. So last second, I saw him in the mirror and was able to react. Well, it's a big progress. I think we started off with a lot of problems. We didn't run in Jerez at all the first test, where the teams already did a lot of homework. So it's never easy to catch up, but the car has developed a lot. We found a lot of performance in the car. We found a lot of performance in the power unit and the engine. We got more efficient, so that means we have to save less fuel. We're able to run higher power modes throughout the race. So it's going in the right direction, but we saw today that we are still really slow down the straights, and on a track like this we can't pass even with DRS. So there's still lots of work ahead of us.
In 2 weeks' time, Formula One returns to Austria for our home race at the Red Bull Ring. Anna went to speak to Red Bull motorsport consultant Dr. Marco to find out more.
So, Dr. Marco, this will be Red Bull and Infinity Red Bull Racing's first home race in 11 years. Bringing Formula One to Austria after such a long time, what does it mean to such a passionate motorsporting nation?
It's fantastic to have a Grand Prix back, and even more fantastic to have their own team on their own circuit. Unfortunately, our sportive situation isn't as far as we wanted to have it from the engine side, but we are working very, very hard, and maybe we can close the gap to Mercedes even better.
What can fans of F1 look forward to at this year's Austrian Grand Prix?
You know, it was amazing when the ticket sales opened. Within 36 hours, all the tickets were sold, and we are expecting over the 3 days more than 250,000 spectators. So I think we will find a real enthusiastic crowd, and they will enjoy all 3 days, not only the racing, all the supporting program like concerts on Friday and Saturday, a big air show. So all in all, it will be a fantastic weekend.
You will be taking part in the race of legends along with other legendary Austrian drivers. Are you looking forward to it, and what car will you be driving?
I think it's a little bit unfair. I'm the oldest and I'm driving the oldest car. I should get the modest car and the quickest. But anyway, I'm looking forward. I'm just a little bit frightened. I saw the chassis and the details of this car inside. I couldn't understand to do with such a car races and more than 300 kilometers per hour.
What car is it?
It's a BIM 153.
For anyone traveling to the Austrian Grand Prix for the first time, do you have any tips for them and things they should do, food they should eat when visiting this beautiful country?
Of course, with so many people coming, I would recommend to use train or buses, but also there are enough parking spots available. Austria is famous for his hospitality, so wherever you go, you will be welcome. You will have the typical Austrian food and a very nice hospitality area.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Dr. Mark.
Pleasure.
As mentioned in our previous podcast, this year we're hosting another pop-up open house event ahead of the British Grand Prix. This year it's at the superb Daytona MK Karting Centre, just down the road from the factory. Daniel Ricciardo and Sebastian Buemi will be on the track to set some benchmark times, and our guests will have the opportunity to put the drilled pedal to the metal themselves to see how they stack up against the pros. For those in need with expert advice, we've got Christian Horner and Adrian Newey on hand to provide it. They reckon they know a thing or two about racing. We'll be serving lunch, Dan will be signing autographs, and there'll be a Q&A with him and the senior management. For added hoopla, we have Red Bull athlete Kim Fort performing a BMX demo that has to be seen to be believed, and there'll be a pretty special goodie bag to take away at the end of the event as well. We're only offering a handful of exclusive places, so if you're free on the 1st of July and you can make your way to Milton Keynes for the event, it's time to get involved. To enter, email social@redbullracing.com with the subject line "I want to go racing" and tell us in 140 characters what gives you wins. The closing date is this week, the 13th of June. Good luck. And the final word on the podcast from this incredible racer in Montreal goes to Christian Horner. Katie went to speak to him after the race.
Christian, that was very nerve-wracking, the last 10 laps of that. How did you feel watching it?
I was actually excited. I forgot about all the reliability stuff, and it was actually a really exciting race and a fantastic race to win. I mean, yes, we got a bit lucky with Nico's misfortune, but to win it, you got to be in it. And there's races that we've lost in the past. I remember here a couple of years ago with Sebastian on the last lap, but fantastic for Dan to win his first Grand Prix. Such a wonderful feeling for any driver, and I'm really happy for him today.
Was your foot jiggling?
Probably. I wasn't conscious of it jiggling, but almost undoubtedly.
And if someone had said to you coming to the circuit this morning that Dan was going to win, would you have thought they were mad?
Completely, utterly barking mad, but Dan has done an impeccable job, and I'm really, really proud of what he and the team have achieved today. And to achieve a double podium, heading to the Red Bull Ring, there's the next race, our first victory of the year, couldn't be better.
And also got Seb on the podium as well.
Yeah, I mean, Seb had an unlucky afternoon in many respects, because after the first pit stop, he just got boxed in behind the Force India that we just didn't have the straight line to speed to pass. And even with our DRS wing open, we couldn't make the move. But, Seb still managed to work his way through onto the podium. Again, another great result.
And then also we had an announcement about Adrian today as well. Is that a relief to finally have that in the open?
It's great news. Great news for Red Bull that Adrian has committed his future to Red Bull for the next few years. And, he's going to be taking on other projects as well. But, he's going to be mentoring and advising the team and the design team, and it's great to still have him involved.
Well, that's it for this edition of the Infinity Red Bull Racing Podcast. Make sure you check out the website, where you can get a special edition Spielberg t-shirt designed for the Austrian Grand Prix. There are 6 designs, plus you can enter our competition to win a Red Bull Ring Carrier digital set signed by Daniel and Sebastian. All the details are on the site from Thursday. Thanks to Red Bull Records for some of the tunes on the podcast. We'll leave you with Sebastian's favourite tune right now, and we'll let him introduce it for you. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time for the Austrian Grand Prix. Until then, take care.
Hello, everyone. This is Sebastian Vettel, Red Bull Racing. I would like to hear Louis Louis from The Kingsman, because I think it suits cars.